is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, Gina. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle, the Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Once again, what an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes, into your automobiles, into your life, you know, with the kingdom ministry of God to your life. It's truly, truly, truly an honor, a privilege, and an awesome blessing to be a servant to you. I give God all the glory and the honor and praise first and foremost, and then I thank you. In fact, you know, I want to take this opportunity to bow before you. You know, it's just diplomatic courtesy that whenever you come into the company of kings or queens, it's just diplomatic courtesy that you bow. So in this radio station, you know, I stand right now and I take this opportunity and I bow before all of you in my listening audience. You know, I bow before you as your servant, a servant king, a king that serves. Come to serve other kings and queens. Kind of like Jesus did, you know. He was the king of kings, but yet he washed Peter and the disciples' feet. Can you imagine that? In the world system, you know, the people serve the king. But in the kingdom of God system, the king serves the people. Well, that's awesome. I'm going to say that again. In the natural kingdom, the subjects, you know, they serve the king. In the kingdom of God, the king served the subjects. Boy, that's awesome. I pray that get down into your spirit. And you know why the king served the subjects or the citizens in the kingdom? Because in God's kingdom, all the subjects and all the citizens are kings too, queens too. Rulers too. It's a royal priesthood. It's a chosen generation. Can you imagine that? Everybody in God's kingdom, instead of just being Christians and other religious titles that we Christian titles or whatever, however word I can use to describe the title that we call ourselves, to go out beyond all of that and get toward the top. What's the top, huh? Not only are we apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers and bishops and popes and presidents and prime ministers and praise and worship leaders and all the other titles that we fall upon, but the greatest of all, you're a king too. You're a king. If you're in a male body, and if you're in a female body, you're a queen. What's that? That's just simply a ruler. One who rules. Rules what? Over their domain, over their territory. Here's something different too about the kingdom of God, you know. In the kingdom of God, all the citizens and all the subjects are kings, but they don't rule over people. They rule over every circumstance, every situation, and every symptom in their life. And anything that comes within their circle of influence. Just like Jesus did. He wasn't ruling over people. He was ruling over circumstance, situation, and symptoms, man, in his life. He was operating as a king in the area. He ruled. He reigned. Over what? Circumstances, situation, and symptoms. It didn't matter what it was. You know, it came unto him, man. He set him free. He blessed him. He saved him. He healed him. He delivered him. He's a reigning king. And you know what the good news message that he came preaching? Yeah, so are you. And so am I. We've just been operating in our priesthood. I want to show you something, but first let me get back to introduction. You know, I count it an honor and a privilege, you know, to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles, you know, with the kingdom ministry. I just have one assignment from God, you know. He said, go into all the world and make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you. So I started studying the Bible and I started looking for, man, what he taught. I started seeing what Jesus taught. And I started studying that. And then when I had started studying that, you know, I discovered something way back early in my studies. That he didn't have but one message. Many different aspects of it, but one message. Many different, you know, the titles and everything, but the subject matter to everything that he ministered, everything. I mean, not just some, everything. Everything that he ministered when he walked the shores of Galilee and was upon his race was all pertaining to the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And the gospel about that message that he was proclaiming, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. The good news about it was he couldn't bring that back. Prophet Isaiah had saw it way back. He said, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Mary born the child. God put the resident on the inside of there, the son. And it said, and upon his shoulder is a government, a ruling authority. And of his kingdom, there shall be no end. But what he came with, he came in with the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven on his shoulder. What he was doing, he was coming to bring something back. I'm going to say that again. He was coming to bring something back to earth. And the reason why he was coming to bring that back to earth, because you and I are on the earth. This is our territory. He came to bring us back, man, what we lost. What we lost. You know, we say we saved, and I mean, we know we get saved, you know, so it was lost, you know. You know where you lost from? You know what we lost? Because you get saved, that means you lost. Okay, that means if you lost, that means you lost something. You know what we lost? Listen, we lost righteousness. That's right standing. That's in right alignment with God. We lost peace. I'm not talking about the peace like we know here. I'm talking about the word of God peace. The one in that says, you know, he said, I give you peace that the world can't give and the world can't take away. That kind of peace, the God kind of peace. And joy in the Holy Ghost. Bible says the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Bible say the kingdom of God is sovereignty, dominion, and royal power. That's what we lost. We got out of alignment with God, so we became the righteous that we were created to be. We became the unrighteous. The peace that passes all understanding, you know, that the world can't give and the world can't take away, and turmoil and trials and tribulation and took its place. And the joy of the Holy Ghost that comes from being man in the presence of the Lord. Because in his presence is fullness of joy. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. Where that joy comes from? Being in his presence. What Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden, they was in the presence of the Lord. They had joy unspeakable and full of glory. It wasn't until they got put out of the Garden of Eden and into the wilderness where they lost their joy. They lost their sovereignty. We had complete rule. Like I told you, over every circumstance, situation, and symptom in our lives. That's sovereignty. That's sovereign reign. Dominion. That's what I came to preach to you. Dominion. What's that? That's rulership. That's kingship. That's authority. That's the right to rule, to manage, to govern, to control, to have authority over. God said in the beginning, let them have dominion. But let's make him king. He made you king first, a ruler first. Before there ever was any church like we know it, before there ever was any apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers, before there ever was those things like what we know. First thing he made you, man, was a ruler. He said, let's make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion. That's rulership. That's kingship. Over everything that comes from the earth, fish of the sea, that came from the earth. The cattle, everything that creeped upon the earth, all that came from the earth. The trees, everything that came from the earth. And the earth. He said, that's your territory. It's mine, but I'm going to delegate that to you. You know, that's your territory. That's your kingdom. What's a kingdom? A territory over which a king has power, control, and influence. His domain. The heavens belong to God. The earth he gave to us as our domain. And he gave us men the right to dominate it, to manage it, to control it, to rule it, to bring it up under subjection. That's dominion. And then on top of that, boy, he gave us, man, royal power. What's royal power for? That's the same power, man, that he used to create the whole universe. What power is that? He gave us the Holy Spirit, the creative ability of Almighty God, the power of Almighty God, a portion of the potential of Almighty God, a piece of the master. The same spirit that slung this universe into existence, the same spirit that moved up on the face of the deep when it was nothing but darkness there and chaos and the earth was void and without shape and darkness was up on the face of the deep. And the Bible say, and the spirit of the Lord moved out there. And boy, God, and the talking. And when God started talking, the power of God, the Holy Spirit, man, started God seeing and brought into existence and reality, man, and manifestations. Exactly what he said. Who man doing that? That's the Holy Spirit. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. What material he need to do that kind of work? The Word of God. Who's the source of that word? The Father. Who is the Father? That's Abba. What's Abba? That's our Father. Our source. Our sustainer. That's where we lost. And when we lost that, I want to share with you, you know, God, for a moment, you know. And I pray that this message, man, get past your religion, your philosophy, your thoughts and everything else, and get past your intellect all the way down into your very spirit. So let me say a prayer right now. Father, I just thank you for this opportunity in this moment right now. And I humble myself under your mighty hand. Right. And I ask my Father that you would use me for your glory, Lord. And that in using me, Lord, that you would minister to our needs. And that you would draw us, my Father, into a closer relationship with you. We have knowledge and we have a little wisdom, Father. You said get knowledge and get wisdom, but in all you're getting understanding. So I pray, my Father God, that you minister your word through me, Lord, with clarity. Pray.